The rhythm of the night moves slow. This legion has cast a shadow over me. He portrays himself as sure. I know this can't be real. He is hiding. A time to reveal. A trap to set. A curtain to open. They will all see. A spirit to be broken.
Welcome, everyone, to A Voyage Through Film.
I'm Daniel.
We got my boy, Mikey Mike.
Yeah.
And then we got Anthony.
Yo, what up, man? I'm just here to bring the rhythm.
Oh, yes, that's what I need. And then we got Joshy Baby.
Modelo Negra.
Oh, see, muy bien. And we're going to be taking you through the highlights and the lowlights of Hollywood. And we're still celebrating LGBTQIA plus month.
Nice. You nailed it.
With with Marky Mark's pick,
Beau Travail.
I guess it's pronounced Bro Travail.
Beau Travail.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey, so you go.
Maybe, yeah.
Sorry, I ain't no damn Frenchman.
Pretty convincing.
Beau Travail. I had a French fry once.
I think it's a Beau Travail.
That sounds
Beau Travail. Beau Travail.
Beau Travail.
Beau Travail. Beau Travail.
Baklava. Yeah.
Like to give it.
I think
throw.
It means like job well done or something like that.
Good, yeah, it's like
good work.
Good work. Beautiful work.
Okay.
Beautiful work. Right. That's a good title. Beautiful work.
Yeah, I get that.
It's
that
like
makes sense.
It's like the gayest Werner Herzog movie ever made. It's so good.
And the softest.
That's what it
the softest Werner.
Yeah, it's so good.
Did you guys feel like this qualifies as a LGBTQ movie?
I think so.
It's homoerotic, but
I was like, this
was the first time I've seen it, so at the end I was just like, I guess, but I would have to be stretching.
I don't know. It really came together for me at the end. I was like, okay, this all makes sense now.
That he's just like a gay boy.
He just wants to dance. That's all he wants to do. And
I remembered it being even more gay, but yeah, there's definitely some like homoeroticism.
Pretty gay. I mean, they like hug each other in the desert.
Yeah, but this that
scene was hilarious.
There's a lot of. It's like the fleshiest. Hugging, right?
Yeah, it was a aggressive. Drill. It was almost like grapple.
A drill of a wrestler. Aggressive hugging.
Yeah,
it's so good. What kind of drill is that? What would that ever
that's
do?
What the French do, bro.
The half grapple.
Talk to the French special forces.
That's what the French do.
0.5 grapple.
Yeah. Somebody watches this and is like, I guess French soldiers are a little different. Super gay and fleshy.
I knew it was going to be like pushing like the boundaries of the theme of the month a little bit, but I wanted to pick one where it's not just like a bunch of guys getting pounded in the butt and stuff.
Yeah, wow. Those are the only gay movies.
Wow, you're gonna make me wait.
Yeah, what movie are you thinking of that is just a bunch of guys getting pounded in the butt?
I just wanted to pick one that's not like super like overtly gay, but still like like in that
very
grouping.
Gay. It's like not overtly gay, but it's also like the gayest movie ever made. Actually, we put it on one time for a friend of ours, Cody, a friend of Leah's, one of her best friends, who's very gay. And he was watching and he was just like, is this gay? And we were like, I don't know. is it? And he's like, no, no, this isn't gay. He's like, oh, and then all of a sudden he'd be like, wait a second. Wait, this is very gay. And we're like, yeah. Just settle in.
Yeah, it's not like explicitly gay. Yeah, it's not explicit.
Yeah, sure.
It's very subtle, but
very subtle. There's a few
the hugging scenes. Subtle. The hugging drill, that was not subtle.
The hugging drill was the only part of it that was like that was very not. Transparent.
I
but
mean,
other than that,
the way it's shot though, and it's just
super
gay.
A lot of male physique.
We can get into that, but it definitely is like a female gaze look at male bodies.
Yeah.
And then at the core of the movie, it's about like repressed homosexuality. Like, you could probably look at the entire everything just to symbolize this guy being trapped in his own sexuality and not being able to come out of the closet.
You know?
So it's like,
yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's just all like everything that happens is like metaphor and like symbol. Like, what the fuck are they doing? They just like. That standoff when they
Why
just circle
are their
each other.
Always on the standoff is
when they just
a little hint of envy so too. A little hint of envy.
Oh, a lot of but bit
and
of envy.
And I guess
definitely.
Yeah,
I guess like the French, like foreign legion, like army, like provided guns and like jeeps and stuff for Claire Denis to make this movie.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Then once they saw what she was making, they were like worried that it was going to be too gay.
I bet. Mm. Just a bunch of shirtless boys hugging each other in the desert. They're like, this isn't what we thought.
They're like, give us our FAMASs back.
But when they sent like they sent like representative to the premiere of the movie, and I guess he was like crying like in the movie, like he like really affected him.
It's so good. I mean it's just it's so cathartic.
He probably saw the hugging drill and he was like, that's exactly what we did.
Takes me back.
It's so true and real. How did you know? We only do this on the coast of Madagascar in Djibouti.
Right. It's like, the old Djibouti gay squadron. Love it.
Yeah. Right off the coast of Djibouti. Oh.
Oh.
Rim shot.
Oh.
But
it's a fun country to pronounce.
Djibouti. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's great.
Djibouti. But we got an 87% on that tomato meter, certified fresh.
Let's go.
Nice. Let's
pretty
go.
High.
Yeah, 77% audience score.
Okay, audience. High.
That's nice. Right. I like
a movie like this.
And 7.3 on IMDb.
It definitely has had a recent like love or like resurgence. I guess since Criterion got it or something. I don't know.
It's definitely they released like, in 2020.
Right.
The Criterion.
Oh, it's so
I mean it's art. It's like good. Art. It moves like art too.
It's like art.
It's fucking art, dude. Of course they have it.
It is an art film. It's gonna be fun to break it down. It's just like it's like a tone poem. It's just like a mood piece.
Yeah, it's pretty thin on narrative for sure.
Very.
People hardly talk, and the people that do talk, you don't like even want them to talk. You're like, why is this guy talking?
Yeah, like an inner dialogue. Yeah.
Hey, shut up.
Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, like you said, directed and part written by Claire Denis.
Claire Denis.
With Jean-Paul Fargue.
Is this like the most well-known Claire Denis movie?
I think definitely one of. I know that she did High Life with Robert Pattinson, which I saw.
Yeah, so.
Did you watch that one?
I haven't seen that. I wanted to. Why does it have such really shit good. Reviews?
It's just weird. I mean, all her stuff's pretty weird. I think she, like, everything I've seen by her is, like, you know, just kind of experimental, like, kind of that neo-realist vibe where it's just, like, really gritty, but then also, like, very, like, dreamlike and surreal at the same time. I don't know. Her shit's
And
wild.
I guess she, like, a couple of the guys that are, like, the Legionnaire... like soldiers were in some of her earlier stuff too.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know that her first movie was Chocolate or something like that. Not the one with Johnny Depp.
Oh, really?
I know that she came. She started out as an assistant director on Wim Wenders movies.
Oh, okay.
Paris, Texas, and Wings of Desire. And then she started making her own movies. And she does a lot in Africa. She made a couple with, like, Juliette Binoche, I think. You know that French actress?
I don't.
She's, like, in a bunch of French stuff.
I do not.
She had two movies in 2022 that were both pretty wild. Both Sides of the Blade and Stars at Noon.
I definitely need to see. I don't think I've seen anything else by her, but I really like this movie.
It's so good. Yeah, you should check that out. Check out the recent ones. They're pretty. I do want to go back.
I've seen High Life. It was kind of weird. I remember it being weird.
It's really weird.
Isn't it like a baby?
Yeah.
Well, there's like
what's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
It's like a space crew heading towards a black hole. But everyone on the ship are like prison inmates, and then there's a wild
and there's like a mad scientist, I believe.
Yeah, who wants to like artificially inseminate people.
Yeah,
and there's like a sex room where like she goes and like rides her like vibrator.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Oh wow.
And then someone tries to rape someone. It's so many spoilers. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, I remember it being good, but I remember also being like like it was a little awkward. Like it was weird watch for sure.
Yeah, I saw that actually at SF Film Festival when it came out. I think that was 2018, and she was there. She did a Q&A.
Oh wow!
She was saying how like she wanted to make a movie in space, and when she thought of it. She was like, oh, well, it has to be, like, with American actors. Like, I just don't picture anyone in space, like, speaking French. Like, that just doesn't make sense. Like, if people are in space, like, they should speak in English, and they're probably American.
They can't be French.
Yeah, there's no...
They have to be, like, they would never leave conquer France. Space.
Right.
Well, assholes would try to conquer space.
Yeah.
Americans.
There's no French. What assholes
would
space.
Fly straight into a black hole?
Yeah. I couldn't see my fellow Frenchman dying in a black hole.
Right, exactly. It's like, well, with this kind of plot, I guess, it's not a good thing.
I mean, there's a sex room. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. There is a super French character, though. But, man.
She just had to.
She's wild. Check out Stars at Noon, too. Margaret Qualley, the shit.
Nice.
I love Margaret Qualley. I mean, I think it's like
I can tell
Mia Goth and Margaret Qualley. They just
keeps coming up,
dude. She's great, and she's in everything.
Oh wow! Well, you must be really happy about that.
Yeah, you must be so excited.
I don't. You guys are making it sound weird. I just think she's a great actress.
I just don't think I've seen her in anything. Yeah, but
you didn't see Driveway Dolls.
Oh, yeah. I did.
You didn't see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Who?
A little guy named
I saw it.
Quentin Tarantino's buddy? Huh? I mean, don't make me pull up Margaret Qualley's.
Yeah, I don't even know what you
IMDb.
Said. It's like
Queen D.
Jeez, they gave Driveway Dolls a 5.5 on IMDb. Gross.
Yes.
Gross, dude.
People weren't ready for that. People were not ready for that fucking just lesbian sex comedy.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. It's not like.
It's not the best 5.5.
It's definitely going to be.
It's great.
It's maybe like. It's probably like a 6.5.
No.
Probably 10 out of 10.
No.
You give it a 10?
Probably. Or a 9.
I'd probably give it like a 7.
I think it's fucking great.
Being realistic right now?
I'm in a good mood.
Hey, it's game month. Everything's inflated right now. All of your movies are inflated.
Is that, okay,
well,
is that
back
a
game? To
gotta
get
the game month bump.
Oh yeah, that is
game month bump. Yeah, exactly. Way better said.
Game month bump.
But I'd also like to add that this movie was adapted by what was it? Is it Buddy Boy Sailor? A short story by Herman Melville.
Yeah, okay. That's wild.
I was like, oh wow, okay.
Is that
like what, Herman Melville right at the end? I was like, what?
Right.
I've heard of that guy. Yep.
He wrote a little thing called Moby Dyke.
Yeah, Moby Dick.
Moby Cock.
Moby Cock. Yeah, also Moby's known in cock. Some circles as Moby Cock. Moby's Cock. Just the artist Moby.
Yeah, the DJ. Moby.
Moby's Dick. Welcome back to Moby's Dick. And we're looking at it.
Can we just keep going on side tangents instead of talking about the movie for you? I want to. the whole movie.
I just got the actors. But then we got Denis Levan as Galou.
Yeah, that guy killed it.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
He's the main guy.
Galou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Lieutenant, I don't know, right? Who's the main guy. It's Galou.
Yeah.
The
Galou.
The guy who dances in the end?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Dancing his fucking heart out.
Yep.
And then we have Michel Subor. The Commander Bruno.
Yeah.
That guy was great.
Nice. Yeah.
The most chill commander was good. Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got to break him down. I'm like, what the fuck?
Most passive commander ever.
Yeah.
That was just so captivating about him. He was so open and chill.
Yeah, he's really chill.
Yeah, even when he fires him, it's like lovely.
Yeah, he's saying, man, you're going to be court-martialed and then you're done, bitch.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, there is a weird sense of, like, he is living, like, his most ideal life or something like that. Just, like, lording over this platoon life. On the beach.
Oh, yeah. He's just chilling. He doesn't even know he's in the fucking Special Forces.
It feels appropriate, because they are just there, occupying. So it's almost, like, appropriate. His
like vibe. Nomads of the French army. Then we got Gregoire Colline. That's a Centaine.
Nice. That guy was good. That's the guy who gets like exiled at the end or whatever.
Yeah, the guy he hates trapped so much.
The guy he's jealous of. Yeah.
I feel exactly. like he is kind of a good perspective character for the audience where like you're kind of, I mean, I guess you're just seeing him like get watched by this guy at all. But he is like kind of the center of the movie, aside from the the main guy. But the main guy is such a dick. Yeah. It's just kind of like you kind of feel way more connected to that guy, and he's got such a good face.
Yeah,
he's got a good face.
I mean, they all have great faces.
Has a good face. Yeah,
oh, God, he's got an amazing face.
Come on.
They all have incredible faces. And there's a lot of close-ups.
Beautiful men.
So yeah, a lot of beautiful men, bald, beautiful men with soft faces. That's what it felt like.
That's what we like around here.
Yeah. In the FFL. Then we got Richard Corset.
Nice. Yeah, that guy was good too.
Yeah, no, and then, it's just a bunch of the Legionnaires.
Yeah, just Legionnaires from here.
Those are the three main. So, yeah.
I really thought you were going to do everyone.
Keep practicing my French. And we got Nicolas Duchavel. And then Dan Herzberg.
Dan.
Are you serious? We got
Dan.
No way.
I think that was the guy that was learning French.
Oh, the Russian guy?
Russian.
Maybe.
I don't know. You could have said yes, and I would have believed you.
Or maybe that was Mikhail Ravovsky.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Is he the guy who dances around the fire in the the all-time greatest trash can drumming scene?
Yeah, they were great.
They were going so hard. Good. Yeah.
I thought those were the actual like Djiboutians playing. I was like, this is way too good for them to be playing. But it was them.
It's just them letting it out.
And you said, gotta shout out the, you gotta get the cinematographer in there.
Oh yeah.
The star.
Just yes. For Joshy baby.
Oh
yeah. Got a
yes, please.
Agnes Godard? The cinematography.
My goodness. This cinematography.
Good job, Agnes.
Is so fucking good. It's like,
so yeah,
just effortless too. I was telling Leah as we were watching, I was like, there's just an effortlessness to the whole movie where you just like, you feel like you're watching a documentary or something. You're just like, oh, it's just so real.
Yeah, exactly. You
everything is so purposeful. Yeah. I mean, the colors, the use of color, the shots, dude, the handheld, like the long lenses, the shadows, like, oh my God. I fucking
like, being able to be on location helps a lot too.
Absolutely, yeah. And they, I feel like, use their location so fucking beautifully. And it's so strange
the
too, because the
so good.
The mood is so strange. Really, and so much of the mood is just from the shots, I feel like. Like the shots just say so
the
much.
Landscape, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And just the way it's framed, or like how it feels like kind of boxed in a lot of times, you know, like, because
the
main character's like boxed in himself, and like the shots like from like the fence, you know, with the fence, and it's like caged in, and like, you know, the kind of voyeuristic quality to it as well. But then it's like beautiful, rich colors, like definitely like, and they shoot out in like the hot sun too, and like you feel the heat, you get like the blue sky, like, oh, it's just so good. I love the cinematography in this.
Yeah, the water. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Fucking beautiful.
Good job, Agnes.
All right, well, let's get into it. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, it's a pretty like thin narrative, so I figure this would be like more of like a discussion, but I can bring up some like moments.
Do it.
And like starts like it opens on the dance floor, right, with like that Turkish pop song.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, all the pop, yeah. The club scenes are so great.
Yeah, they have that mirror there. They have that mirror where the women look in the mirror so as they're good. Dancing, and then they can see the men as they approach.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, that's like, oh man, I feel like that's so much better for the women. They can just be like, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Just,
yeah.
No. Yeah, it's so great.
And they have the same dance moves, too. All of them. They're all dancing very similar.
Yeah, they're all line dancing.
Yeah.
Some of the women were sex workers, right?
Sex workers. Are they?
You think so?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, was that girl?
Prostitutes.
Yeah.
Maybe, because the taxi driver mentions sex work.
I thought
work.
So, or at least the one that he was sleeping with, right?
Yeah, he's like, you know how...
But the main guy was like...
How expensive it was to get, like, dark women in here or something
I
like
that?
I
felt like it was...
Yeah. I mean, it was just, like, all the Legionnaire soldiers and then, like, these girls.
Yep.
Right.
I mean...
Yeah.
Clearly.
Oh, the girls dance. The guys don't really
dance. He just wants maybe everyone wants to get to the dance. Fuck out of his way.
You're not sure he wants to dance by the end. You're like, very
get the
sure
fuck
that he wants
out of my way, you dumb bitches.
Clear the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
But then we get some like obstacle training course stuff, and like there's like this choreographed training kind of montage.
Yeah, that's great. I always love a good obstacle course.
Oh yeah. The obstacle.
And they're going like under the wire.
So fucking funny under the wire, dude. Everybody had their own interpretation of the wire crawl.
That was
the
gayest
obstacle booking course. It under there.
But one guy did the Spider-Man, and then everyone else did this like side shrimp crab move. I don't know what the fuck they were
doing. Yeah, that was wild.
Like, I guess that's a way. I didn't realize that would be a way.
I killed that obstacle course.
Yeah, that looks so weird.
Fucking killed that obstacle.
It looked fun.
Shirtless, too, most of them at that point.
Right? Yeah, right.
I mean, just everyone's just shirtless.
The wire crawl, the going into, like, the ditch and pulling yourself out and, like, going over
the... wire crawl?
The other wire. the rope.
And the ropes.
What looks more fun is the look that our protagonist gives.
Yeah. Always a look of disdain. He always just goes in front of him, and he's just like...
It's the first time they met. He just got to the camp.
And instantly
hates him. Hate each other. Well, more so, Centaine. What is it, Centaine? What is his name?
Yeah, Centaine, yeah.
Centaine was just, there, I guess it didn't seem like he hated him, but he was definitely like, what's up? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Gaydar was going off.
Like, what's up, bro?
It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's up, dog? Get off, like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you know this, but.
Like, definitely. Yeah, I feel like that's basically the whole movie in a nutshell is just this guy looking at this like beautiful shirtless man.
I hate you. I want to be you.
Like, I want to kill you, and I want to fuck you, and I want a very complicated array of things.
And Centaine just
looks
like,
I hate you.
Tortured.
I
want to
be you. I love you. Like,
they do it so subtly. It's so subtle because they show shots where he's just sitting there,
jealous,
like
of
almost
you?
Like. Yeah. Like freaking out inside, like what in the fuck is going on? But they don't really show it directly. I love that.
Especially even the commander's like, dude, he's like, what's going on? You blew today? And he's just like,
yeah,
no, I'm fine.
Yeah, I know.
Smoking a cigarette, just no.
He's got too much like. Oh my god. Yeah, he's all like held in. It's like you can feel it. I feel like his performance is so fucking good.
Yeah, he's so intense.
So internal. And it's so like nuanced. Yeah. But then there's such a range of like just bottled up emotion in that dude. And yeah, it's so good. What a performance. Yeah. And I feel like speaking to like how he like is such the opposite of that guy too, that he like love/hates. You know, he's like this like little,
he's distinguished,
ugly, like goblin looking guy, and then that guy's like this like tall like beautiful man.
What are the guns they have? They do like that little like raid of that like empty shell of a house or whatever.
Yeah, the FAMAS.
Is it like FAMAS? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this would be a good double feature with Jarhead.
Or this or
it's
Bottle
just
Rocket.
Both, like, it's just soldiers just doing drills and not doing anything.
Yeah, it just felt like a
actually,
Bottle
probably
Rocket.
After watching
like,
this, Jarhead's probably super
they're just,
gay.
Like, going bottle through rocket? An empty fucking, like, concrete building, and then Galoo is just, like, going through, like...
right, I think it's more like Life Aquatic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, yeah. That's exactly. Yeah, like the, which one? The one they go to the pirates then?
Yeah, and man, there's a helicopter crash.
It is. That is a goofy scene.
That's right.
All the drills they do, you're just like, what the fuck was that? Why are they doing that? Like underwater with like knives.
Oh, that was so fucking was funny. Great. What was that? That was the funniest part of the movie, probably.
That was just beautiful. Yeah. I was like, what is this? Synchronized swimming with knives?
And then they randomly threw a couple sword noises, like the blade noise in the water. And it's like, you know, they had to layer that in. Like, you can't hear that in the water. And it was so perfect.
I love that. It's so good. It's so good.
When the guy had his foot bleeding after
music too.
That was fucking with me.
Why?
I don't like
wasn't
foot
he like
injuries.
A jelly?
Which what?
It was not a jellyfish that made his foot bleed.
No?
Yeah, no, he probably stepped on like one of those like lionfish or a stonefish or something.
He stepped on like coral or something.
Yeah, I don't know. His foot injuries make me cringe.
Barbs he in got, his foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like pulling out little bits of like coral or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when the guy said, hey, be careful. And the guy's like, Galoo fucking hates your ass.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was like, okay. Because Baloo's just standing there, like, and shirt like, off. Damn. Just, yeah, that's right.
Dude, it's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dude. So gay. It's so gay.
It's more just really aggressive.
Every
too.
Shot.
Yeah, it's just so
every moment.
I feel like less gay vibes and just more aggression. Like, just pure aggression.
Just
at
hatred.
This point, yeah. I do think if they had
their shirts on, it would be.
Bro, they're in fucking Africa. What do you want? Jesus, it's hot.
But just the way they're framed up, too, and just like sometimes they'll be in the background and you can tell that they're just so purposefully like chest out. Just like. Like they stand around like models. Yeah.
What's with
stuff.
Their uniforms like, too? What it's like short shorts and like tank tops with like little straps.
Always
on
the shortest
side.
Shorts.
Yeah, seriously.
You don't know if it's just
booty
they're
shorts
French
and
or
fucking
if it's cause they're gay.
Man, take it up with the FFL, dude.
Yeah, imagine someone just watching them, just like. I bet the locals would just watch them and be like, that's the gayest platoon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why they were all staring at them every time they drove by. They were just like, look at these motherfuckers.
They did have some dope tank tops, though. Like the green tank tops that had like the strap on the sides or whatever. I did fuck with that.
Yeah.
But they go back to the disco.
The short shorts.
Galu doesn't go. He like goes up the stairs to the disco this time, but then he like walks back down. And then you see him like stumbling around and stuff. Like in the street.
Where was he going? What was that? What kind of bar was that? Was it a gay
That's
bar?
Right.
I think he was just going back up to the same place and then he just changed his mind.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Right. Because didn't he fuck that girl?
Yeah. Yeah. There's that girl too. I am wondering if, like, do you think, like, I don't know. That
Who
was she
was
real. I was wondering if, like, that might be, like, in his mind.
No, that girl was real.
Okay.
Yeah. She was selling rugs.
I feel like there were a lot of things that could have been. In Galoo's mind, the whole movie could maybe even be interpreted as in this guy's mind, because it does start out. It's a memory too. He's looking back on it, and the whole movie, you're like, I wonder why he's not there.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you do, Galoo?
Yeah.
What'd you do? It should have been called "What'd You Do?"
What'd you do? Adventures of Galoo. Yeah.
The fall of Galoo.
Where he like stumbles out of the way or out of like in the road, like in front of like the commander's car and stuff, and this guy's walking down the street and they put that guy on their shoulders.
That was so funny and weird.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's the plan. What is happening?
And then they drop the one guy and put the other guy
and
up.
And then the black guy only carries him. Everybody on the platoon is carrying, and then just the black guy carries Centaine.
And like they block the whole street, and like cars honk at him, and they like one car through, and then they like
then
get
they
back
block
in
it
front
again.
Of. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I was like, these fucking assholes, dude.
I do feel like, yeah, there's definitely some biblical. I feel like things going on with some of these characters.
Do you think he was Judas?
Kind of. I mean, I feel like you could interpret it that way.
Who was Jesus?
I feel like there's a lot of stuff that's kind of like...
Galoo?
Satan. Not Galoo.
Galoo is God.
Galoo's.
This is my world.
He's definitely playing God.
He wants to be a guy.
I guess that's another big theme is like just control. Because I do feel like the soldiers are all like nameless, faceless,
right?
Just like scrubs, you know? Like they're just kind of meant to represent kind of like unity like men and like camaraderie.
Doesn't he say he's shepherding this flock at one point?
Right, exactly. They're more like animals than they are, you know? Like they're just kind of like... empty vessels and definitely metaphorically it's just like empty vessels for which Galoo to just like look at himself you know and struggle with his masculinity and make them do like the gayest drills you've ever seen.
So around here I think it's like with the helicopter accident in the water, the guy gets saved, they like bring him in a fishing net,
oh yeah,
save him, the locals.
Yeah, and he's just like hugging the guy he saved, and they're like, "Wow, why is he hugging that guy, dude?"
The locals.
the local fishermen.
Yeah, it's like, funny. The relationship with the locals is like strained for sure. Like,
yeah, I think the locals knew definitely.
Yeah. No, they knew they were gay.
They knew. That's what was it like. They saw them working in their short shorts. They were driving by. They're like, these guys. Right. Didn't really appreciate it from the looks of it.
Yeah, around this point, I think like Galoo starts really like amping up the hostility too. Like there's that scene like where they're doing push-ups, and he's like, "You got to go high, medium, or low."
Oh,
and like with one guy like fucks it up once, and so he like gets down, and starts yelling it in his face, and like doing it really fast.
Well, that was Homeboy, wasn't
it? He's doing like jump push-ups.
Wasn't that push-ups?
That was Satan or whatever.
Yeah, wasn't that?
He's doing like jump push-ups. Yeah, he's like jumping and getting like air and like coming down. Yeah, he is. And he's like mid, high, low, mid.
High. The time where they do a little dance around each other around the crew.
Oh yeah, or like like the little like tribal thing, and they like pull into.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
and also
that's pretty good.
What is that?
It looks cool.
I mean, what the fuck is
Santane
that?
Santane and Galoo twirling around each other, circling
each
other.
Oh, yeah. When they're circling each other to like that opera music.
Oh, they
and then everybody's in the background.
The Duel of the Fates, bro?
Yeah.
Everyone's shirtless and they're just...
Like, I felt like that was an interpretation, a more obvious interpretation that it was a metaphor instead of actually happening. I felt like that was just supposed to symbolize... the dance they had with each other where Santane is like looking behind his back the whole time he's twirling and looking at him, and then Galoo is just like on his ass like fucking
because I mean leading into that they're all just sitting and eating
and they
just
get
like
so close to each other
at him.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, he's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And he just so badly wants to like be gay and like go dance just like a ballerina.
The rhythm of the night, bro.
But he can't. He has to be like this like man, you know? He has to be this masculine dude. But he's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
And it's so, I mean, that, I feel like, that scene when they're all like going into each other. I mean, definitely the one where they twirl around each other. It's like, that's obviously in his head. But I mean, at that point, you're just like, the whole fucking movie's in his head. Like, what is this drill? What is this camp? What the fuck are they doing?
It's like a ballet.
What is any of this? Yeah, right. Exactly. I was like, are they a dance troupe?
Yeah, they were doing
like the coolest, like experimental dance troupe.
Some yoga or...
Remember when they do stretches?
Yeah.
And they all, like, just, like, splay out like they're dead. And they're,
I mean,
like
all that stuff was chest, actually,
like, choreographed. And they're all shirtless in the sand.
By, like, a ballet instructor, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I actually really like that
shot.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Too,
yeah.
Where, the one you guys are talking about where they do a deep... Like, that stretch I couldn't do. They definitely had to practice that for sure leading up to it and get warmed up because they fully extend their back as their right leg is... tucked in like almost under their back.
Oh, when they're laying down.
Yeah. It looks so good though. That was one of those scenes where I was like, damn, it's super gay, but super awesome. Yeah.
It's super gay. Super
You've
awesome.
Got to mention super gay.
I do. I mean, it is. That's where that DP comes in. Yeah. I mean, just the whole look of it, just the way it's shot. And I feel like too, the pacing of it, is just like hypnotic.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just kind of like sucked in. They hold on shots just long enough to where you start to like be like, okay, what the fuck? Like what? And then they just keep going sometimes.
Yeah.
Or sometimes she'll cut right out of a scene. Like right as it's getting intense, it's just like cut next.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
yeah. When they're all like walking together,
it's just
that shot. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. It's a good song too.
They're all like walking like over the
or when they're all digging
in the dirt. Oh yeah, smashing the rocks and stuff.
Smashing rocks.
This is when the movie starts picking up.
They almost make it look like they're on like another planet or something.
Yeah, right.
When they're walking through the desert like that,
I don't know. Like, it looks so cool.
Yeah, are they like on the moon? That's so good.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch of, like, yeah, just, like, cool imagery and stuff like that, and choreographed workouts, and then we get to, like, the part where he makes a guy, like, dig a hole. What did he even do to, like, piss him off?
He like, abandoned his post and yeah. then went to pray.
Yeah, because he just went to take a piss.
Yeah, well, no, he went to pray.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
He went to pray. He's Muslim, I believe, and he went to go pray with the Muslims. And attend like a ceremony or service, and then
he went to pray.
Obviously, Galu is watching Centaine like a fucking hawk. So that's he probably does that on his spare time, anyways. But since Centaine's on that shift, he's fucked. He's fucked through association.
Yeah. So he's like throws him a shovel. He's like, "All right, yeah, dig until I say." And like his hands are bleeding and shit, and.
No water.
Centaine has had enough. Yeah, Centaine tries to give him some water. He slaps, Galu slaps it away and then takes a punch, a super crazy hard punch from Centaine.
The most slow-mo soft punch I've ever seen, and it worked. It worked so well.
Yeah, it was so
it was like a still
strange.
Punch.
Yeah. It wasn't the even way, in slow motion. It was yeah, in regular speed.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it. It seemed like a still punch.
It was like...
It was so awkward, and he like lifted his arm in like one motion, kind of like up, you know.
Yeah,
just like got it ready to launch, and then it just like slowly extends out.
Yeah,
it's so odd, but it's like it's shot so beautifully. Like you've never seen a punch like that before, and the sound cuts
works.
Out.
Oh, it works very.
It's
well.
So good. Yeah,
and then you realize that was all part of his plan to do that to that guy's because he knew that. Centaine was gonna crack and like try to help him. It was like all a part of it. Like he knew that he was gonna do something good.
You think so? I feel like he was just fucking losing his shit. I feel like this is this guy.
Well, no,
like,
he wrote in his
definitely started.
He wrote
to crack.
In his journal entry. He said, "I'm going to set a trap," and then right after that, that all happens. He did that on purpose.
Damn.
Just to get Centaine.
Yeah, just to get him exposed so he can discipline him and abandon him somewhere. It was all a part. He literally masterminded that.
And abandoned him somewhere.
Yeah,
they take him out.
Which is, I'm
fucking
like, how,
crazy
how
punishment.
He,
Jesus.
He was trying to kill him, obviously. I mean, he fucked up his compass and everything on purpose. Like, he was trying to kill
him. Yeah, he gives him a broken compass and just leaves him way out in the middle of nowhere. In
the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, he's like, "I'll see you soon."
Yeah, he said. Tell
so
he said.
Up.
Tell the commander.
It's so
I
extreme.
Say hi or something like.
Yeah. It's so extreme, and it's like it was nobody supervising this.
That's
guy?
What. Like how did this happen?
Like what the commander?
This guy's
he's just like,
life.
All right, come on, get in the truck.
Well, the commander's checked out.
This guy's drunk on power.
Yeah, the commander's
checked
out. My
boy Bruno is.
The commander's so
on
checked
coconuts.
Out.
Just looking at the beach, dude.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck because they're just there occupying. He's bored.
Yeah, he's just like, you dug your own grave. Like, you're going to get court-martialed.
He knew, though. He knew.
Your whole life's over.
He knew. He told him earlier.
Can't be a legionnaire anymore.
Yeah, he told him earlier. He said, hey, like, don't worry about appearance.
He warned
his
him.
Appearance and, like, don't backstab. Like, we don't do that here. Like, that's against the rules. Like, don't backstab. He just said it so chill. He knew what.
Yeah.
Time he was on, and he was just like, yeah, just don't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to shut it down right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he had it. He had his out. I mean, and he had plenty of chances to just, like, be a chill, you know, sergeant or instructor or whatever the fuck his role was called. I mean, it is interesting, too, that he, I mean, that was his, like, that was his identity in such a big way, was being that. Soldier guy, you know, which didn't allow him to be who he really wanted to be, which was
Dancing Queen.
A dancer. Which was, I'm not even kidding when I say this, one of the best dancers
ever. Oh my
ever.
God. Yes. Holy shit.
The I would say most high energy dances ever.
Just that guy. It's like, when was he taking all these lessons? Yeah.
Where did he learn this?
Yeah, Centaine gets like saved in the like. Well, he's like in some like salt field or something, but he gets saved by the natives.
Yeah,
the locals.
Last breath.
Yeah, he's got like that like solidified like salty dried jacket or whatever
crusty ass jacket.
Just blocking the sun with it.
I love that when she's like, his mouth is like caked with salt.
Yeah.
It's like, did you try to eat some salt there, buddy? What are you doing?
Well, he drank the water.
On the bus and the,
yeah, he drank the water. That's where he fucked up.
She's like giving him. Oh, probably. He drank the water. That's right. Dehydrated. He does drink the water?
Yeah, he's dehydrated.
I love when like she's like giving him water in the bus. And you're like, oh shit, he's still alive. And she's just like holding his head up. But it still looks like there's salt all over his face. I was like, damn, get this guy a napkin.
Oh, we don't have a napkin. Do shit at that point. I think it's dry.
I think it's like calloused on his lips.
Yeah, I think his lips are so dry. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta wipe that off. Always got chapped lips.
They don't have blue ribbons in Djibouti. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you need to like soak that guy in water for like a day, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Stick this man's lips in the fucking sink for a day.
Everybody
stick
knows.
This guy's lips in the sink.
Yeah, and so then, like,
we're gonna have to soak this fucking guy in water for a day.
So the French Foreign Legion has to like kick Galou out since he did that.
The most chill kick out ever. The most chill, like you're gonna be court-martialed, buddy, and this is the end of the road for you.
He's like, I told you.
So chill.
He makes his bed, and then he's laying there with his gun. What is the like final line?
His own bed.
It's like tattooed on his chest. It's like work, like do your job, and then end. Basically, something like that. I'd have to look it up, but if no one has,
do
it.
Your job and then, is that what he says? He says there's no way.
Do your job, man.
That's tattooed on him.
I mean, I'll go look it up.
Do your job and die.
Do your job and die. That's what really stuck with me.
Do your job.
Serve the good cause, then die.
Yep, that's what he did.
Damn. Okay.
And yeah, it felt exactly like that.
Hey, he's like laying there with his pistol, and then you see like his like vein pulsing in his arm. But so you guys, does everyone think he killed himself?
Because
that's like the impression I always got.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he made his bed.
Yeah, and then the...
Now he's got to sleep in it.
Now he's got
I mean, the pulse going on his arm is just incredible. I mean, and they hold it for so long.
Yeah,
too.
And then
just
rhythm of the night kicks in.
This is the rhythm of the night.
To the rhythm
to the
of...
You know that that's just in his head.
Yeah, it's just...
To the beat of his pulse in his arm.
But then when he dances, it's not to the beat of the song at all. It's like to his own beat.
Yeah, because he dances to the rhythm of his own drum, Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
You got it.
Well, he wants to. I mean, I would think... I feel like the first time I saw it, I thought that was like just a flashback. But then now I see it and I see that that's like in his head.
Right? Yeah, right.
Because he's about to shoot himself. But he wishes he could like... He wishes he could go back to the club and dance like
just
a gay
fucking dance.
Fairy.
He didn't dance very gay, honestly. I wouldn't call that a gay dance. I call that
no. He
sporadic.
Just dances amazing.
That was crazy.
It was beautiful.
I don't call that a gay dance. I call that sporadic.
Dude, his tempo was insane.
I love when
he changed tempos like multiple times.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
the
great
best
dance.
Part is when he just, I mean, the slow roll of it, I mean, him smoking the cigarette, the shot with the mirror and the lighting, is just his his fit, like everything about it is so, such a vibe. When he starts like twirling in a circle, it's just like.
If you're listening to this and you haven't seen the movie, thank you, first off, but second off, you should go and just at least watch that scene on YouTube.
Yeah.
Did you say thank you?
Yeah, thanks for listening. Please rate, subscribe, review.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, did it again.
If you're listening to this and haven't seen the movie,
I'm going to end myself and then listen to the rhythm of the night.
He always finds a way to sneak it in there.
It's such a good dance that they cut to the end credits with the pink font. And then they go back to the dance, and you get more.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite part.
That fucking good.
That they actually went back to it. I wasn't expecting it.
Because then, yeah, he's like looking forward and not looking to the side. And that's when he starts like rolling on the floor.
Oh, yeah, he does like the drop move, like goes sideways in the air. Boom.
I mean, the guy clearly has done like ballet. And I wonder too if it was choreographed, if they were just like, just
fucking dance.
No, I think that was it, man.
This is your,
from my research, that was just like a one take.
Like, just fucking go. Really?
Yep.
It was one take?
Even better.
She's like, got it.
Yeah, cut, got print. It.
Yeah, she just didn't say anything. She just,
I hope that was the last shot.
I think at the very end, the girl from Donnie Darko, the shut up girl, joins him.
Did you see?
Chop!
Chop! No, just dancing.
Chop!
Her interpretive dance in Donnie Darko is so underrated. Yeah. It's such a good...
So good.
So unnecessary, too. Yeah, I mean, the whole movie could be taken, like, as a ballet.
Nice idea.
And I do think, I mean, it's in the fucking... You'd go to see this as a ballet? I would see that, too. That'd be... You'd just go see any ballet?
I want to go to the ballet.
I would go to a ballet.
Cool. I'll go to that. It's like no one said you wouldn't go to that. Yeah, I'd go see a ballet. Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd go to ballet.
It's like, all right.
You know.
But you cannot deny that this is one of the best needle drops of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rhythm of the night dropping in that.
So yeah. Unexpected.
And I mean,
hits you in the soul.
It made me love the song even more.
So unexpected.
Yeah, I listened to it 3 times after I watched the movie.
Oh, hell so yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Did you bob your head a little bit?
That's the only way to listen to it.
Just bobbing your head. I feel like the music, if we can just take a second and just talk about the music in this movie in general, that it's just such a strange choices. Mm-hmm. Like you got like the Gregorian chanting like type of shit going on, and then randomly pop songs, and then in the end like the most cathartic use of Rhythm of the Night ever. I mean, it's just, it works so it's well. Like the whole thing is building to that moment. And you didn't even realize it. And they've been setting it up from the beginning, too, with all those club shots. You didn't even realize it.
Rhythm of the Night was in the background the whole time.
Fuck. Bro, that's what the whole movie was leading up to, was that moment. And it's such a great, it's so, just cathartic. That's the only word I think I can use to describe the ending of that movie.
I pull myself into the crow's nest, and I see the Galu and Centaine like circling each other by the ocean.
To the
operatic music. Good. Yeah.
It's the movie in a nutshell, baby.
That shit's intense.
Yeah.
It is. It's so intense, it's so bizarre. Surreal. It's so good.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, I push my feet up these stairs up to the captain's cabin, and I peer through his keyhole, and you know what I see? I see all that booty. I mean,
you like that booty?
I see jabooty.
Jabooty.
Ooh, I like that.
I see male booty. Oh, yeah. I think we've had our first male ass.
And male cock.
Yeah.
And male cock.
And the cock. Don't forget
and male cock. Not the cock for the wall, sweetheart. A male cock.
A male cock.
Wow. This movie is rated R for male cock. Language, violence, and male cock.
Wait, was that a male cock?
Whoa, there's too much male cock in this.
It's the unrated version.
What kind of cock would you prefer? I like female cock. Done with that.
Yeah, nowadays. Oh, but what I see, and or what I should say, what I hear, is the rhythm bumping. Ooh. And that's the rhythm of the night.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Nice.
That was that was honestly, that was like such a good like cherry on top of this. Just that little fucking snip, that song and the dance. I was that's when it really came together for me, you know? This boy just wants to dance, dude.
He just wants to
he just wants to live his life and dance.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to pick it.
But instead,
with no one, like no one's watching.
You know, told himself that he has to be like this crazy masculine, you know, drill instructor. But he just wants to let it out, baby. Well, that's a perfect way to segue. Every film is a voyage. Every voyage has its peak. Traditionally, and this movie knows it more than anyone, it's when the captain lays down, baby. Gets that blowy. This movie's full of blowjobs. Captain's blowjobs. Meaning best parts. There's so many scenes that could go into here. There's so many memorable moments. The water, the fucking, the twirl, the dance. I mean, but you cannot, it's just, you cannot deny the ending of this movie. Rhythm of the night.
Yeah.
The dance, like, it just comes out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
And it just, like, takes over. Like, you're in a different movie all of a sudden, but in the best way possible. Oh, it's just, it's so good. It's so good. And it's a conflicting feeling that you have, too, because you realize that's probably in his head. You realize he's probably going to kill himself if he hasn't already. And yet you're left with this kind of, like, cathartic, joyous, free, you know, moment with this character that he finally gets to break out of his cage that he's boxed himself into. But you're just like, but that, you know, that's probably doesn't, is not what happens to this guy. He doesn't get to do that. You know, that's kind of the whole point.
Yeah. I love when he makes his bed before it,
too. It's so beautiful.
The way he makes his bed is so
sad. You like that?
It's so precise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like his life.
Yeah.
Very disciplined.
I mean, there definitely is, I feel like, a whole theme of like orderliness and discipline and repetition. And just like, just like putting order, things into order, compartmentalizing everything.
The right way.
You know, just like he does to his own life.
The right way.
Right.
Everything in its right place.
There's the right way to do things. Everything.
It's right. Under the barbed wire, I belly crawl slow and low. Is I cannot keep up with these jabros. And as I wipe the mud from my eyes, I see Galoo finally letting loose to the rhythm of the night at the end of his life. Of his life. Oh,
he's
dead. It's the end of his life.
End of his life. His life. Donnie Darko.
Lordy Price.
Nice. Hell yeah. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, the end's pretty undeniable.
Yeah, it's undeniable.
Yeah, Mark,
what the fuck?
What
apparently
gives,
was deniable.
We're all on the same page
just
here.
Walking around each other.
I mean, like, yeah, if you want me to pick my real favorite part, yeah, it's at the end also, but I knew everyone else was already going to pick it, so I tried to throw in a twist.
Staring at each other.
That was the second.
I mean, I love that part, too. Yeah,
that's great.
It was a close second. That was a close second for me. I like, that was a good part.
Yeah.
That was the close second with them just circling
Fuck yeah,
each other?
Dude.
I mean, it's really like that music and just the cinematography.
It was like Duel of the Fates. Right. And you could like feel the you could see
it
and
was.
Feel the disdain he had. And it was all internal. I mean, it was a cool
part.
It has to be the drill for me. The belly crawl and all the drills and stuff.
That's what I thought you were gonna go with the obstacle course.
I know. It was like almost like a, it was like an honorary mention.
I think that the close second has to be when they're playing, when they do the drum circle in the fire.
Mm.
And then the lips are stuck in the fire. Like gets into a fight.
Yeah.
Oh, and that guy starts going low and he starts hopping like while he's like crouched down. He's like in squat position, but he starts hopping around like a fucking maniac. Oh, it's so good.
Nice. All right. Well, we can do remake if you have something for remake.
I do.
John Travolta as Galoo.
So give it to
it's
us.
It's definitely still going to be, it's just going to be, it's the same vibe. Except
it's an American remake?
It is an American remake, and it's an all-female cast.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Uma Thurman is Galoo.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Florence Pugh is Centaine.
Uma Thurman.
Helen Mirren is the commander.
Oh!
And it's filmed by Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. Where are my tickets?
Oh, wow. I would
you
watch
had
that.
Me at Uma. Nice.
I would say, I mean, yeah, fuck. That sounds really good. Genderbender?
Genderbender.
Oh, fuck. That's so good.
And then directed by a
man. By
a dude?
It's like the inverse.
Yeah.
It's the inverse. It's the exact inverse. Does it sound gay enough?
For
though?
Sure.
I'm not sure.
Uma? She can stare pretty aggressively.
I think you gotta yeah. get the guy who did Call Me By Your Name and Challengers, Luca Guadagnino.
Oh, nice.
He would do something interesting and get Paul Giamatti as good.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
Who's
God.
Who's he eye fucking the whole time?
Dude, his lazy eye in that would be awesome.
That would be so good. I mean, if he was still alive, I would say Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, he
Galoo.
Should be the commander.
That would have been.
He's so passive.
Or like
for
Daniel.
It.
Oh, Daniel
he would be, yes, he would be a dope commander. And then get like Austin Butler, or like Chalamet, or something. It's like Satan. Some just like beautiful, iconic boy.
Nice. Hell yeah.
No need to get into that.
who carried it, Galoo?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
definitely.
So
all the way to the
shoulders.
Yeah,
and then I say the cinematographer stole this.
The director, I feel like, is the shots, but the color was amazing. But I do think it was the placement of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think,
but
can
you steal as a director though?
It gets.
I feel like you can't.
Right,
yeah,
if you're the director.
I don't think that's allowed.
To steal
your own.
That's like getting all the tips if you're like the boss.
Yeah. It's fucking illegal.
I would agree that the cinematographer steals it from Galoo, but I would also argue that the commander steals it.
Commander?
A little bit.
I like
Centaine. Feel like anything, Centaine. Yeah,
Centaine.
Out of the Legionnaires.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Centaine does kind of steal it. I mean. Yeah. You just can't take your eyes off of him. I think that's
yeah,
one of
that's
the
Galoo's problem.
Mesmerizing.
Yeah, yeah, you're Galoo.
Yeah.
That's what? Galoo's problem?
Sound like a real Galoo over there.
Hey, what a Galoo.
Hey. Whoa,
look at this fucking Galoo. Oh!
Look at this fucking Galoo. Is that going to be the new?
Should be.
Oh, no. Oh, no. New offensive. You sounded pretty Galoo over there.
When someone's being homophobic, you call them a Galoo.
Here's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
But secretly envious.
Oh, if they're homophobic, you call them a Galoo.
Implying they're repressed.
Yeah, they're just projecting. Fuck? You know who you remind me of?
Galoo.
This douchebag
closeted.
Galoo.
That is such a good one for like, yeah, someone who's like unreasonably homophobic and very obviously just closeted. You're just like, fucking Galoo. Dude, I met this guy. He's a fucking Galoo. Like, I'm pretty sure he's a Galoo. He was talking to me the other night. I'm pretty sure he's a glue.
The kind way to say it.
Yeah, not many people would know what you're talking about.
No, like, he's like, yeah, he's making a lot of gay jokes, and then he couldn't stop wrestling by the end of the night. Like, he might be a glue. He couldn't
stop aggressively hugging everyone.
We're going to be doing another draft today. We're doing the top needle drops of all time. It's inspired by the rhythm of the night at the end of Beau Travail.
Beau Travail. Ooh.
So,
Beau Travail.
For anyone not familiar, needle drop just refers to like a inclusion of a song in a movie, basically. Just like not like a more like a pop song or rock song or something like that.
I feel like it's any pre-existing music, so yeah, not original score.
Yeah, not a score.
Anytime yeah. A piece of music that was already written is dropped, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a pop song.
Yeah, I guess it could be like an opera song or whatever. Yeah,
it could be. I mean, if you think about it, the entire like. 2001, yeah. I mean, all of 2001 is just classic music,
just
needle
pick
drops.
Three
I mean,
songs from 2001.
Yeah, maybe the Blue Danube.
And also, where the term comes from is back in the day, they would try like with records, they would try to find a song for a movie, and they would just drop the needle, you know, on the record. So they would just like be like. That's where the term comes from, like a needle drop.
Nice.
So you're literally just like dropping a needle onto a record and it just starts playing a random song.
All right, well, I guess we can
spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. This is the best part for our listeners at home. We know you love it.
This is the best part of the show.
Yeah.
All right, so we're spinning first pick.
Right. No.
No surprise, it goes to Josh.
Is this snake draft?
Yes.
Yeah, we're obviously doing a snake draft. All right, nice. So I guess Josh, hey. Do you want to go ahead and pick one?
No, we should get the order down
first. Okay, sure. So second pick. It's gonna be. Daniel.
Oh!
Give me the snake. Give me the snake. Give me the snake.
Don't sound so sad. Give me the snake.
Who's going to get the other snake?
Yeah, give me the snake.
Yeah!
Oh.
I'm third.
I get the snake.
And then
Anthony's got
Anthony
the snake.
At the end.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, so this was your idea, so it is fitting that you get the first pick, and... We're all dying to hear what you have in mind.
Wow, thank you. there's so many. Wow, I like to thank all the listeners. No, there's so many needle drops, I feel like, that are pretty iconic. The ones that come to me, I mean, it's some of them, you know, some movies have multiple needle drops, and it's just hard to even pick one from a movie full of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd be remiss if I didn't. I mean, my mind just always goes to My Little Green Bag.
Ooh, yeah.
That's for nice. Right.
Hell yeah.
Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, looking fast on the track, and they're walking in slow motion, but it's like not shot like in slow motion, so it looks all choppy, and it's just like, ah, it's such a good. I mean, that movie's full of needle drops. Like, you could go Steeler's Wheel for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably not even my top in that movie.
No way. Looking fast. On the
track. Come on, dude. Look at that.
Nice.
All
right.
That is bad, and we're losing my mind.
All right.
You should do that for all.
That's
picks.
The first pick. But, I mean, I was gonna just play a snippet of each song after people drafted.
Nah,
but
Josh has to sing every one of them.
Josh sings every song.
Every one of the picks.
I'll definitely sing mine. Boom, 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 boom.
All right, what you got, Daniel? The second pick.
You deny that baseline.
The second pick. Gonna go. to one of my faves, of course, because it's my first pick, second pick of the draft. I'm going to do Don't Stop Me Now from Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, nice. Okay. Hell yeah.
Yes, it just...
Nice. That's a good one.
Isn't
such
that a
good
fight. Killing a bunch of people?
And they're beating the shit out of the zombies
to the rhythm
of
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so great. Don't stop me. Don't stop me. Hey, hey, so hey.
Don't stop me. Yeah.
I like it.
They're like choreographed to it. It's like, I'm going to go. There's no stopping me. And they like hit him like on the beat.
Nice. Well,
Edgar Wright, I mean, all of Baby Driver, basically. But
yeah.
Oh, wow. Stepping on picks.
sorry.
Or you could be a dumbass and pick all of Baby Driver.
All right. Well, with mine, I'm also picking from a movie full of needle drops. I'm going to take Jesse's Ooh. Girl from Boogie Nights Ooh. During the cocaine scene, yeah, with Oscar Molina.
Can you recite it?
I'll just, yeah, here it goes.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Where can I find
the way that Alfred Molina...
Like that.
It's like... It's not even like one of my favorite songs or anything, but just the use of it in that scene is so good.
Well, I mean, that one, it's a double
yeah,
hitter.
99 Loof Balloons.
Mm-hmm.
99.
But isn't it and Motorhead before that too, right? The Motorhead.
Yeah, sounds like the whole movie is just needle drops. Yeah.
Because Alfred Molina like builds up to it. He's like air dropping. Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, this is the best part. This is the best part.
Once Jesse's girl so kicks good. In, it's like when Wahlberg's like sweating his ass off.
Right. And he looks just past the camera for like a really long time.
When the gun comes out and stuff.
All right.
Tom Jane, dude. I want what's in the goddamn safe in the goddamn master bedroom.
And you're motoring. Yeah, you're motoring.
I'm going to pick one that put this song on the fucking map. We're going to go with Fight Club, and you already know what it is.
I do.
Where's my mind? Where's my mind?
Dude, come on.
Nice,
classic. Yeah. And it is such a great ending to that movie.
It's so good. It is. As the buildings are going down. It's perfect.
And then with the second snake pick, I'm going to go with the movie we just did. And it has the same vibe as Fight Club.
Oh.
And it'll be Donnie Darko. And that's going to be...
The Mad World.
Yes.
Nice. Old Small Gary Jules.
Yes. The cover of Mad World.
Yeah, that maybe has some good ones.
Yeah. That one's great because it's the very end.
Also. Yeah, I like that. The actual Tears for Fears song that's in there. Probably ahead of that one, but.
I actually like Tears for Fears.
You like the actual Tears?
Well, yeah, like when they play.
There's also another Tears for Fears song.
Yeah, that's
song
what I mean. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were saying you preferred Tears for Fears.
I do also, yeah.
Mad World. Oh, wow. I mean, that's a classic.
Nice. All right. Well,
but man, yeah, when that hits in the end of Donnie.
With my second pick, I think I might snipe one from Josh potentially here. I mean, Scorsese's got...
What do we got?
Through all of his movies, Scorsese is just ripping. So I'm taking Layla from Goodfellas.
Snuck it from me.
Oh, yeah, such a good one.
There's a few, yeah. I was definitely taking a Scorsese one. But yeah, I'll take... That would probably be my top Scorsese.
It's so fucking iconic, dude. With all the bodies piling up.
Yeah.
And then just like, and it's not, it's the end of Layla. Yes. It's like the,
yeah, well, it's like an 8
it's
minute
the,
long
like
song.
The Layla coda. When it, like, yeah, just boom, 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 Oh, it's so good. And he's just like, Jimmy just, he killed everyone. He fucking killed this guy. He fucking killed that guy. Okay. All these bodies started showing. Oh, it's so fucking good. That's interesting. Because I wasn't even thinking of that one, even though that's how many Scorsese ones too. I've got a few Scorsese in my pocket.
Nice.
And I wasn't even thinking. That's like probably one of the best ones.
I mean, yeah, there's a few in Goodfellas alone, but yeah.
With my second pick, I'm going to go off the wall here and I'm going to do the movie we literally just did.
Nice.
Rhythm of the Night.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is definitely a top needle drop.
Nice. Yes.
Top needle drop.
I was wondering if someone would take it. I mean, it is.
Yeah. This was so good. So unexpected. Nice. Just great song.
Yeah. Yeah, like a banger that like you forget.
Yeah.
But like when you hear it, it just comes right back.
Those 90s pop songs, club dance songs where it's, you don't know the name of it, but as soon as you hear it.
Right.
I mean, the name is probably Rhythm of the Night.
You just start dancing.
Draw.
It is.
Yeah.
So then I've got two picks now?
Your second, your third.
Oh, that's fun. Wow. I'm going to go with also from Goodfellas. The as far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster.
The rags to riches.
I think I've gone from rags to riches.
Nice. Tony Bennett.
To me, being a gangster was better than being the president of the United States. I mean, you just can't beat that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sometimes I just walk around just singing that. Yeah. And I'll just be like, as far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a cinematographer. Wow. Ah. What a drop. I mean, Goodfellas is full of them.
Full of them.
And then, this is going to be hard. I mean, fuck. I was going to pick something from Boogie Nights. But you know what? I'm going to have to pick one of the all-time best needle drops. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, nice.
And it's just when he looks at the car and it's just the song that goes, oh, yeah.
Ooh. Bow, bow.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, and he's like, no. He doesn't drive the car. He just wipes it down with a diaper. And Ferris Bueller's just like, ooh, ooh, and he's like slowly getting into the car. He's like, ah. Oh.
It's. I thought you were gonna pick Twist and Shout when you said Ferris Bueller.
Oh, classic. They dance on the stairs in that one.
That one's good too. I mean, that's
choreographed, isn't it? All choreographed.
They dance on the stairs in that
one. It's like choreographed in the city during the parade, right?
It's like a parade, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and then people start dancing and stuff.
With mine, I'm gonna also pick it for my last.
Buddy,
wait, you're skipping everyone.
Oh, yeah,
what the
bad.
Fuck? Know your place, which is number three, a douchebag.
Galoo.
Well, you picked two already,
four,
right, Anthony?
Yeah. Number three.
Okay, yeah, so you're last.
All right.
But my last pick, gonna go with a newer classic. Newer movie, old classic, Immigrant Song from Thor Ragnarok.
And School of Rock.
How does that song go?
Oh,
yeah. And School of Rock. That's right.
Now he knows what song we're talking about.
Wait, more? don't think I got it.
More? More?
No! No!
Nice, yeah. Led Zeppelin is notoriously stingy about licensing their music out, too, so...
Yeah, but Taika was like, come on.
They probably had to pay a lot, too.
Yeah, well, I know it was like Jack Black had to like beg to use Immigrant Song in School of Rock. Like he made a video begging Led Zeppelin to let them be able to use it.
Jeez,
really? Yeah. Not even Richard Linklater, but Jack Black.
But for my last pick,
such a good song.
I'm caught between a couple here. I'm gonna go with the one that I actually like the song more. I'm gonna go with a Quentin Tarantino movie. He's also full of them.
Oh,
gonna go. With maybe one you wouldn't expect there to be a great needle drop in, Inglourious Bastards, David Bowie's Cat Ooh. People.
When does that drop? I don't even remember.
Like when
that.
She's putting on, like when she's getting ready to burn down the theater.
Yeah.
I'm putting out fire
with
gasoline.
Yeah, that was so epic.
Oh, that's so good.
All the Nazis burning alive.
All them Nazis down.
They played this song. They played that song throughout the entire duration of them dying.
Man. Do they? I think it cuts off once they start. Once they pull out the guns and actually like the fire and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Some different.
I think it leads up to it.
I saw every Nazi die.
To that song.
Eli Roth fucking melts Hitler's face. So good, dude. So good.
Gotta love it.
Am I last? Is this it?
Yep.
All right, cool. So, again, I'm gonna go more with the needle drop itself than the impact the needle drop had. Not my favorite movies or favorite directors. And I'm actually gonna go with The Verve with Bittersweet Symphony and Cruel Intentions at the end.
Oh!
And it was so impactful. That was probably the best part of that fucking movie. Was the needle drop.
That's a great one. Yes.
Nice.
It definitely made that song song is.
Yeah.
Like, without Cruel Intentions, no one would fucking give a fuck about that song.
And it was like, it was the perfect song for that movie, too, at the end.
Yeah.
It was moody enough.
Totally.
Perfect.
It's so 90s. Yeah. It's just... Or, like, I guess early 2000s?
I think it's the 90s.
I think it's the
90s. When was Cruel Intentions?
Yeah, I thought it was 99 or something.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
It's so 1999.
Do you want
to... It's, like, kind of like Radiohead. This life...
I want to give an honorable mention to Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
Has a couple, but Needle in the Hay when Luke Wilson's shaving
Needle
his
in
head.
The Hay.
Yeah.
Needle in the Hay.
And also, like, Hey Jude when he releases the Falcon.
Needle in the Hay. Ooh.
In that same movie.
Which one?
And Royal Tenenbaums when he...
They play the same song?
No, they play Hey Jude.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I like the, I think my favorite Wes Anderson needle drop is in Darjeeling Limited.
The Kinks?
The Kinks.
Strangers?
Strangers. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you going? I don't
Yeah, Rushmore's
mind.
Got some good ones, too.
They're walking in slow motion through, like, the funeral. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I think my honorable mention, the one that I was going to pick, but you took Boogie Nights. So I was like, we've already got two good fellas.
Which one were you going to take from Boogie Nights?
The I can never remember the name of the song, but it's just so iconic when she jumps into the pool and it's like
and
also, do I
think that girl,
it's so
wine.
Yeah, and it's like building up for that long steady cam
yeah,
shot
so good.
And then like as soon as she goes into the pool it like hits like oh dude, come on. That's like cinema at its finest.
Yeah. Licorice Pizza also has a good one, Let Me Roll It.
My honorable mention would be Bohemian Rhapsody in Wayne's World.
Oh, fuck yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
Classic.
definitely also, yeah, change a movie that changed the status of the song.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I mean, that song was epic as and shit.
Right? Also,
but yeah,
for yeah, sure. No one liked that song, and then that movie came out.
Yeah, no one liked it at all.
That movie put that song on the map. But it just became
like... Yeah. Nobody knew who Freddie was.
They played that shit in arenas now because of Wayne's World.
Nobody knew Queen.
I mean, there was a big resurgence for Queen after Wayne's World came.
There's a lot of needle jumps.
Spin the wheel again to find out who gets the next pick.
Damn, we get two wheel spins in one episode.
Yeah, so buckle up, strap it on,
wild.
And get ready.
Yeah. Could it be?
It's Josh.
Azake.
Nice.
To the window, to the wall.
Is that supposed to tell us what it
means? No.
Let's just say... John does the East Side.
To the window!
You never seen the gay classic, Little John does the East Side?
Yeah.
I'm very excited for my pick. Because it's a recent film, and it blew my fucking mind when I saw it, and I want to share it with you guys. And I'm going to try to get Leah to join, too.
Nice.
Because she is a big fan of this movie. And the movie is called Femme.
Called what?
F-E-M-M-E.
F-E-M-M-E, Femme.
Okay.
And it's a British thriller. Directed by two people. That's how fucking insane the movie is. They need two people to direct it. They're like, should we get one person? They're like, no, we need two. I'm not even going to say anything about it. You just got to fucking watch it. It's incredible. I'm excited to talk about it.